While some people were right back at work this morning in areas affected by the blackout, there were many offices and stores that were closed for business. Certain industries are likely to feel the effects of the 2003 blackout for some time. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Even as much of New York City was struggling to return to some degree of normalcy today, Wall Street showed it was unbowed. Mayor Michael Bloomberg rang the opening bell. While trading volume was only about 50% of normal at midday, the fact the financial markets were open at all was seen as important to maintaining confidence. Most economists agreed the outage isn't likely to have a lasting effect. Dr. Rajiv Dhawan is director of the Economic Forecasting Center at Georgia State University. He says the timing of the blackout helps.
If it happens at the starting of the week, it's much more troublesome than it's happening at the end of the week. Now, everybody has declared Friday to be a holiday, down from Ottawa down to New York. So people are staying at home and they can work it out.
But for 24-hour businesses, working it out may not be so easy. Airlines were forced to cancel hundreds of flights for a second day. A number of oil refineries were shut down, and the big car companies had to close plants. Brian Aker is a spokesman with General Motors. He says 17 GM plants, including key assembly operations in Michigan and the company's headquarters building in Detroit, were still in the dark today. And he says they have no way of knowing when the plants will reopen, with workers told to expect to stay home till Monday.
It really depends how long it goes. If it's just a day or a little over a day, conceivably we could make up the production with some extra shifts, but it's really impossible to estimate at this point. But it is a huge deal when you got 17 plants down. It's a lot of production lost.
But if manufacturers are able to make up some of their lost production, for restaurants, it's a different story. There are 22,000 restaurants in New York City alone. Chuck Hunt is with the New York State Restaurant Association.
Ever since September 11th, and even a little before September 11th, there have been some challenges to the restaurant business in terms of declining sales due to the economy. September 11th, some of the weather problems that we've had along the way. This is just one more, but we're still going to be the restaurant capital of the world.
With thousands stuck in the city until late in the evening, restaurant bars did do a brisk business, at least until they ran out of ice. But many were closed today. Banks and ATMs, while suffering some power outages, were mostly okay. Barbara Spann is with the Star Network, one of the nation's leading electronic payment systems, with roughly 45,000 ATMs in the blackout area. She says only a small percentage were ever offline, with the transaction system itself unaffected.
There is enormous redundancy built into our financial infrastructure, so it works in both a crisis as well as key overflow times, which we handle every single day.
In other words, the ATM outages and some of the increased demand on the overall network may have been no worse than a busy holiday like Mother's Day or Christmas Eve. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.